The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
All right, let's see what the markets have done on this Thursday as we check in with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities. Kevin, it was all a bit flat yesterday. Are we looking any better today?
It's exactly opposite today, Tim. So
fantastic.
Work that out. Yesterday it was down 40 points and Chinese markets off 2%. Everyone's worried about trade wars. Well, they're still worried about trade wars, but not worried about shares today. So had a very good day, up 50 points. Finished at 6,350. A bit of poetic license there. It's about 49.5, but I'm going to use that. But yeah, it was just a better day across the all everything that was weak yesterday rebounded a bit today. I think there was some overreaction yesterday to the new energy policies that came out. As I said, it was more to do with government departments flexing their muscles than real business decisions.
Messing with people's minds.
Yeah, and the market sort of saw through that today and we had some good demand around, but I still think markets are still fairly thin. School holidays and the like and overseas sporting events are detracting a lot of people's attention. Volumes are a little bit lower than they normally are, and as a result, you do get a bit more volatility than you would like, but I'm happy with the volatility that has as a big green numbers next to everything, so it makes everyone's portfolios look better and makes them happier, which in turn keeps me happy. But I'll run through some highlights if you like.
Yep.
Commonwealth Bank are up $1.16. Yeah, they're up and down a dollar or so a day at the moment. They finished at 75.21, so a good day. And the rest of the banks were all up, you know, close to 50, 60 cents each. So they all performed very well. What did I see? CSL was a highlight, probably up $5, finished at $200.60. They've been threatening to break the $200 barrier for quite a while. Obviously, you know, doing very well with their blood plasma division and their what do you call those things, those flu shots?
Vaccines.
There you go. I've got a head full of figures. I can't think of anything sensible to say. But that was they've done well. Wesfarmers, after having a big sell for the last couple of days when they were over $50, rebounded up 61 to 49.49 today. Sonic Healthcare, the X-ray people, up $1.34 to 26.46, which I read somewhere was all-time highs for them. AGL rebounded 50 cents after yesterday's fall of nearly 6 or 7% back to 21.70 today. Percentage-wise, it's all the momentum-type stocks that have been performing well. You know, the WiseTech Globals and Neomaps and Elders and all those Afterpays, they're all bouncing along. Pilbara continuing their good run-up, another $5 to $1.10 as they commission their plan up there in the Pilbara, funnily enough.
Mm-hmm.
JB Hi-Fi up 80 to 23.40. Northern Star doing well. Everyone's anticipating them raising production. Superstock, Superstory up 24 to $7.30. So lots of good quality shares having a good day, as you'd expect with that sort of percentage move in the index. Gold price was very quiet. It was a bit weak last night. Got down to 12.40. We're up about a dollar or two today, back to 12.42. But the currency's weakened as well. So the Aussie dollar gold price is still around 1,680 to 90. Currency's down below 74 at 73.8 because US dollar has got stronger. If you're buying euros, it's still 158, though, and sterling's still 179. So it's like a football game at the moment. It's going backwards and forwards here and there, but at least it was a positive day today, and hopefully we can finish on a good day again tomorrow.
Yes, unlike the England effort in the early hours of this morning.
Well,
Kevin.
All the Croatian people in my office are happy today, Tim.
Oh, I bet they are. Tired but happy.
Yeah, correct. Everyone's very tired, yes.
Thanks, Kevin. Catch you tomorrow.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.